Well, we say everyone is welcome. Not everyone in the district thinks of themselves as participating in post-secondary, right? Some people, because they didn't like school before, some others are working, they have families, and they think, well, school's not going to fit. And some others just don't see themselves as being able to benefit from post-secondary education. So part of our work going forward is really to bring that message out to people.
Can we go into a specific strategy you might use for that purpose?
So there are several programs. Some of them are already in place, some just in place, and some are going to start. So let me just talk a little bit about that. I think you might have heard of the SWIFT program, the Support for Workforce Training. That is short-term training focused on low-income students from underserved communities to come and get training with us less than a year. This is state grant-funded program. We can have students train and then tie to jobs that help to pay a life-sustaining wage. Recently, we've started on a different version of SWIFT through another state-funded grant, and we call it SWIFT Healthcare. But basically, it's the same kind of scholarship type of program, but we will help low-income students to get the training they need to go into healthcare professions, into nursing, as well as to all the allied health areas. And again, it's a program that will not only provide scholarship money to pay tuition, there are sort of stipends to help students while they're coming to school so they can't work, can help them take care of some of their responsibilities. And at the same time, it's a program not only to give you money to go to school, but really giving a lot of the intrusive support behind school, right? And then that connects with our new learning commons, where we're thinking in terms of providing as much learning support as we can for that the wide range of students that come. We still have a library, but we are now calling the Learning Commons because we have now space that is totally devoted to providing the learning supports for students, whether it's writing, whether it's math, whether it's chemistry. If you need to learn how to use the computer, you need to give a verbal presentation.
You've really focused on access in this answer. I was wondering how your experience, you initially got into teaching as a developmental reading
yes.
teacher. How does your experience as a teacher and as a vice president affect who you'll be as president?
That's a good question. So when I first came to Parkland, I did not understand what a community college is. I needed a job, and there was a job possibility. So it was a part-time teaching gig, and it was in developmental reading. When I actually started, I began to realize a lot of different things about the community college, and I was very taken up by the ability of an institution to say, if you are interested in pursuing education beyond high school, we will help you. We will take you from where you are to where you want to go.